It's 21 minutes away from 2 o'clock. News Talk 4BC Afternoons with Michael and Claire. Now, we just talked to our rocker doctor, Dr. Matt Young, and of course we're going to have to move from one professional field to another Claire.
Yes, that's right. Gee, we're talking to all the big end of town today, aren't we, Katrina Ona? Hi, Katrina. You might remember Katrina as Katrina Polychronis, is that?
That's right. You said it perfectly.
Oh, nice work there, Claire.
Thank you.
She's been only practicing that for a few minutes, which is great, Katrina. Well done.
I love it just as much as I love good food.
Now, from Ona Family Law, thanks for joining us today.
That's all right. Thanks for having me.
Now, we're here to talk lawyers' fees. Now, we see a lot of tap dancing going on with regards to lawyers' fees on TV shows and stuff like that.
Yes.
Is it as heavy-hitting as we expect, or is it being a little bit overblown?
Look, it can be. It's not as bad as some people think, okay? Mm. And where the problem arises is where lawyers are not upfront about fees and how they charge from the very beginning, okay? So
okay.
The best way to deal with it is when you first consult with your client is to actually say to the client, this is how I charge, this is an estimate of what I think your matter will cost. If you want me to do this, this is roughly, you know, how it works in terms of costs. And as a client, if you meet with a lawyer and they don't tell you that at the beginning, then you need to ask those questions, okay?
Mm.
Because that's where the problems arise, okay? If your questions are not asked and you're not given that information clearly in language that you can understand initially, then when you get a bill and you're shocked, right, then there's a complaint to be made. So If it's explained to you from the beginning in terms of how it works, I find with my clients that it's not, they understand the process, they know what things will cost, and for some clients it is very expensive depending on whether they're going to court. Okay, as soon as you go to court, you're talking thousands of dollars and there's no way around that.
Mm.
And that's just the reality. But, you know, the court's always last resort. But in terms of other matters that settle by agreement or after mediation or something like that, the costs are, for many people, surprisingly cheaper than what they thought they would be. Well, that's the feedback that I get anyway.
Yeah.
From clients saying, "Oh, I thought it would cost me, you know, $20,000 to do this," it's only going to cost you that much if you're going to end up in litigation, which is not a common occurrence.
At what point, Katrina, do you go and see the lawyer in your family relationship that's falling apart?
Most people come to see me when either one party is pushing for something to happen and they've already seen a lawyer.
Mm.
Okay, and they might get a letter from a lawyer saying, we've been retained by your ex-partner and we want to do this, this, this and this. And then they come in with a letter and say, I don't know what to do. Some people come in without having that happened when they're ready to actually start negotiating things and they want to know how things work and what that costs and what the process is. I also get a lot of people come in before a separation, sort of in secret, where they say, look, I think the relationship's going to come to an end and before that happens, I want to be prepared. Okay, and we discuss fees and costs and how we charge during that consult as well.
So, Katrina, I mean, obviously you say going to court is a last resort because that's expensive and ugly and nobody really wins there, do they?
No, I don't believe so. I mean, in some situations, you know, you really need the stability of a court order for children, okay?
Yeah.
And if the other person is not going to consent to one, and if the children are in the middle of a tug of war, then going to court is often the best thing for the kids because either way, there'll be a court order and that can stop the fighting with the parents, okay? So the children know every day where they're going to be.
Yeah. Anecdotal evidence of a situation where there was one particular marriage that was about to dissolve and on one side of the fence was a reasonably wealthy family standing behind one of the people. Now, it turned from the outside, it looked to me like a case of he who has the most money wins. It just got dragged through the courts until the other party couldn't afford to see it through.
Yes. Look, that happens sometimes, unfortunately, where there is a huge power imbalance in terms of money because if the person with the financial backing is going to, they might take the strategic position of we're going to drag this out, we're going to make it as difficult as we can for the other party until they give up because we've got unlimited financial capacity to pay lawyers. That does happen. If that happens, then the other person, if they can't afford to continue paying for a lawyer, they're entitled to represent themselves, which can be daunting, but if you don't represent yourself, then you will give up. But that's what they're counting on from the beginning.
Yeah.
Mm.
You know, so hopefully if you've seen a lawyer that sort of catches onto that strategy from the outset, then hopefully your lawyer will be aggressive enough to push things along so they don't drag out, so that they can resolve quickly.
Yeah.
So, you know, the lawyer has a lot of control over how things pan out as well, you know.
Okay.
It's a scary time for anyone, and obviously they're pretty fragile at the point where they come and see you. So if somebody would come and discuss it initially with a family lawyer, is there a cost for that consultation, the first one?
I don't charge. Okay. Most lawyers, I think most lawyers do charge like a discounted rate,
yeah.
But I don't charge for the initial consult, and then part of my process is I take them through the process, and at the end I definitely go through, this is my hourly rate, this is what I estimate it will cost if your matter goes to this point or this point or this point, this is the retainer I'll need, and you know, this is what you're going to need to budget for. So then they can go away and make an informed decision, and some people I don't hear back from again, and you know, a lot of them obviously I do. Okay. The thing up front from the beginning is the key to a good relationship between solicitor and client.
Yeah.
Yeah, this sounds. How can we like save on lawyers' fees to start with, apart from avoiding court?
Look, the two pieces of advice is be sensible, okay?
Mm.
That's really important. If you're a sensible client and you're taking your lawyer's advice, then that should keep costs down if both parties are doing that.
Okay, so defining sensible as adhering to the trained advice that you're giving.
Yeah, like you can have a client come in saying, look, you know, I've separated from my husband and I think I'm entitled to 70%. He reckons I'm only entitled to 50%. What do you say it is? And if it is 50% because of some, you know, issue, then if that person still wants to pursue 70%, despite the fact that I've told her in this example that she's not going to get it, well, her legal fees are going to be beyond normal because it's just not going to happen.
Yep.
Do you know what I mean? So being sensible would be taking the advice of me at that point and saying, look, you're flogging a dead horse. You're not going to get this, right, whether you go to court or otherwise. So take my advice, save yourself a lot of time and grief, and pursue a realistic settlement. So that's the first thing.
Mm.
And the second thing is I always say to clients, look, you either pay me or you pay the other side. So where you're not too far apart in reaching agreement, you know, if sometimes it's worth just splitting the difference. For example, if they're $60,000 apart and if you're going to go to court, it's going to cost you $30,000, say, to go to a trial, I'm going to say to that client, pay the extra $30,000 to your ex, draw a line in the sand now, rather than paying me $30,000 and drag it 12 months through the legal system.
Mm.
Okay, so things like that make a huge difference to what it's going to cost.
That's right. Be sensible and take the advice of somebody that you're paying for. So down to the nitty-gritty, you know, I don't need you to answer this from a personal point of view, but say if you have a family lawyer, does it cost you when you ring them? Because you kind of keep a running tally, don't you? So if I ring you something pertaining to my case, then the clock is on, right?
Yeah, the way it works is you have an hourly rate, okay? Mm. And then that hourly rate, you charge, lawyers charge every 6 minutes because 6 minutes by 10 gives you 60 minutes. So if you rang me and we spoke for 2 minutes, that's going to cost you, say the hourly rate was $400 an hour, that's going to cost you $40.
What if you ring me?
Same thing.
Okay.
And if you send me an email, I'll charge you $40 for that.
Yep.
And then unless it goes for 5 pages and if it takes me 10 minutes to read, it's going to cost you, what we, you know, 6 minutes by two, it's going to cost you $80. So every single thing, every time you ring your lawyer, it's costing you money. Every time you send an email or a letter, it's costing you money.
I know it's not family law, but in my previous life, I used to work for a bank. Now, for staff loans, all of that legal conveyancing and stuff, and I'm talking in the late 80s, wasn't handed off to the normal legal departments. It was done by the senior officers in this bank, and I did it myself, you know, just waltzed in myself to do it. But when I was in the titles office and whatnot, 90% of the people that from the legal firms, it was the younger clerks that were doing it, would they still be charging full freight?
Conveyancing, they usually charge fixed fees, as far as I'm aware. So, you know, for example, to buy a house, you might be given a quote of, say, $600 plus GST.
Mm.
So they don't charge an hourly rate for a conveyance to buy a property, and it's cheaper to sell.
Yeah,
as well.
There you go.
So you know what you're up for up front with that type of stuff.
Yeah, you've covered it all legal.
Absolutely.
You know, we've gone to criminal law now.
That's it.
Katrina, it's great advice. And if you are in this situation, and obviously it's better if you can just come to an agreement with your partner, but for a lot of people we know, it's just not possible. So they need you to be on their side, and it's good to have someone who knows what they're doing.
Oh, thank you.
Good on you. Katrina Ona from Ona Family Law. Thanks very much for joining us.
Thanks, guys.
Appreciate that. Afternoons on News Talk 4BC with Michael and Claire.